Hey guys, I hope everyone had an awesome Easter and that was restful and everybody's just ready to hop back on that grind. I know for me, it was maybe a little bit too restful because the thought of coming back to old dorm room life in old College Station, Texas did not seem very appealing. I mean, when your mom wakes you up every morning at like 11 in the afternoon with avocado toast and coffee, I think that's a pretty good life and that's pretty hard to come back to old dining hall food. But we're here and I'm ready to go and just soak in those last moments of freshman year. My little thought of the week and just a little side note of things that I've been thinking a lot is how many prayers went into making you the person you are today. I think that's just a really wild thought and something that we tend to not think about. And I think that shows the importance of prayer and how the Holy Spirit can intercede on our prayer life. And I think that's a really cool thing to think about. There's a question that haunts the Christian life, and that question is, what is God's will for your life? What is God's will for your life is a pretty heavy question to ask, but I think oftentimes we tend to overthink it, like most things. Sometimes I found myself getting so stressed about what God's will for my life is that it leads me into like this paralysis of decision making. Like I would get wrapped up in just the little things like where should I live? What school should I attend? Where should I go eat dinner tonight? Should I go on this date? And cry like, God, just show me your will. And I was so stressed out about these little things. I was stressed out because I never wanted to find myself outside of the will of God. The gospelcoalition.org put out this statement and it says, as we seek to know God's will, we often feel tension and in sincere desire to please him, we can sometimes walk in fear that we will make the wrong choices about the details of our lives. We spin in circles wondering where God wants us to get coffee, how much he wants us to spend on groceries, or whether he'd be happy if we went to Disney for a vacation. Every choice becomes a paralyzing decision. Either discover what God wants or make a choice that could ruin everything. For some, obsessing over life's details leads them to make decisions in clearly unbiblical ways, hinging their choices on apparent signs and coincidences. Here's the thing and the truth that's just given me a lot of peace. If you think you can mess up God's will for your life, then you are putting yourself in way too much power. Isaiah 46, 9 through 10 says, I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will accomplish my purpose. He's going to accomplish his purpose and we have to find rest in that. Now, are we going to make decisions and sin that strays us from the path sometimes? Yes, definitely. But those wrong choices often grow us to make better decisions and more sanctified decisions in the future. And then the question is, well, how do I make a sanctified decision? That comes through prayer and being in scripture. When I say prayer, I mean tons of prayer. When I've walked through seasons of my life of a lot of uncertainty, I am praying all the time. First thing in the morning, what I do is I pray. And though I should probably do that every single morning, what I'm trying to say is that there's a different level of intensity because it requires a different level of understanding, an understanding that only God has that we can only seek. Your level of sanctification is determined solely on your surrender. And by this process of sanctification, we are able to walk in God's will more clearly in the present. And this is what I mean when I say present. We want to know a lot of the times what God's secret will for our life is. There's a lot of discussion on theologians about what a secret will is. And a secret will essentially is things in God's will for our life that we don't know. Things that will happen in the future that we haven't gotten to yet. And a lot of time where this stress and anxiety stems from in figuring out what God's will for our life is us having this extreme desire to know God's secret will for our life. Oh, if I make this decision, what's going to be the consequence in the future? But what we have to do is we have to focus on his present will. We get so caught up in the secret will that we don't realize that we're living God's present will for our life right now. That's when we have to take a step back and look at the big picture of everything. And that comes from making sure that your life is quiet enough that you are able to see the work of God. Because God's always working and God's always doing something in your life. We just have to step back and see it. God is working in your life. And sometimes that doesn't always look like some amazing thing. Sometimes it could look like him being like, all right, here's some signs that this is a wrong decision. Time to point my little lost sheep right back on the path there. He will make it clear to you if you are seeking him that you need to go on another path. But to have that clarity in decision making, sometimes we have to get quieter so we can focus on his word more, him and his truth. And all this has to come back to trust. I have to trust that if I make a wrong decision, that God will make that apparent to me. And these are questions that I'll ask myself. One of them is, does what I'm doing bring me anxiety? Our God is a God of peace and not a God of anxiety. So if I know what I'm doing or what I'm living in right now is causing me a lot of anxiety, while I do know that for me personally, I tend to be a more anxiously driven person. If I've prayed and prayed about removing this anxiety and it's not removed, I know that I need to take a step back to figure out the why of my anxiety. Because in life, when we figure out the why of actions and things that we do, answers are there. The second thing is, am I following scripture? Does how my life is living right now, where I am at, is that in accordance to scripture? Because to put it in the most simple terms, God's will for us is to love our neighbors, bridle our tongues, and that means to watch what we say and make sure what is coming out of our mouth is sweet, encouraging words, act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly. That's simplified God's will for our life. Question is, can I do those things well where I have placed myself? And my third question that I often ask is, can I serve others well here? Can I serve others to the best of my ability where I am at? I just know wherever I am, wherever, whoever I'm with, whatever I do, I just know whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to try to serve God the best I can there. If he wants me somewhere else, I trust that he'll put me somewhere else. James 4:15-16 says, in all things we ask our utter dependence on God's sovereign plan, saying, if the Lord will, we will live and do this or that. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 4:3 says, it is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality. All of this stuff comes from scripture. God's will for your life is in scripture. God's will for your life is for you to follow the word of God. And by doing that, he's going to put you where he wants you. Here's some peace. That's given me a lot of peace in my life anyways. If you're in fellowship with God and living the Christian life, then you're already in the will of God. Now, that being said, we do have to put some action behind this, because there's a difference between a calling and a will. There's a thing called a passive will, and that's just kind of just praying and setting back and just, God, put me here, put me there. And that's okay. And I think a lot of it is determined on personality. But there's also a thing, a will of taking action where, okay, God, I'm going to make these decisions, make these moves, and trust that if it's wrong, if it's right, then you're going to keep me there. You're going to move me somewhere else. And that's one that I try to lead my life on, the will of taking action. All right, I'm going to act out in faith and make this hard decision. And if it's right, it's right. And if it's wrong, but you're going to guide me. I want to show God that I am most available for his work. And by doing that, we have to take leaps of faith sometimes. We look at the story of Peter walking to God on the water. And it wasn't that God wanted Peter to walk on the water. It's that he took his eyes off Jesus. So in making these leaps of faith, we have to remember that the ultimate goal here is to keep our eyes on Jesus the best we can. And sometimes you're not going to do that. And you might belly flop right into that water and it might hurt a little bit. But God's going to pick you right back up, because he is a God of grace and mercy. And when his lost sheep get off on the path, he will direct them, because he is the good shepherd. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect. In order to do this, we have to allow ourselves to be transformed. And that comes by receiving the Holy Spirit and asking Jesus into your life. Now, to a final closing point is, I think a lot of times people can think in God's will, there is no suffering. Like if there's suffering in your life, then that means what you're doing or what's going on in your life is outside of God's will. But that is not true. I mean, take a look at the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, God's son. There was a lot of suffering in that. There was a lot of great suffering in that. And that was exactly in accordance to will. Thousands of years earlier, scripture says that this was going to happen and this was in God's will. Suffering can happen in God's will. But the fruit of that suffering, oh man, is it good. I mean, we take a look at the suffering of Jesus Christ. That allowed us to have a relationship with God. There is rewards for your suffering in your life. There is sanctification through that suffering. What is currently hidden may one day be revealed in glory, and you can take heart in that. I have told you these things that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. All right, guys, my challenge for y'all this week is if you find yourself getting really caught up in big decisions, little decisions, take a minute, stop where you are, take a step back, take a few deep breaths, and then I just want you to pray. And that's what I'm going to try to do, because lately in my life I've been really getting caught up in some decisions here. Just take a step back, pray, because peace doesn't come through your decisions. Peace only comes through Jesus Christ. All right, that is all I have for us this week. I hope everyone has an awesome, joy-filled week and can just show the love of God the best they can. I'm about to go do some homework outside, so that's going to be awesome. Have a great week, guys, and don't forget to live changed.